Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. Our very own CJ in my city. How will they know if we do not share them the good news, if we do not share with them the message of our Lord Jesus Christ? And we have to always remember to share in our actions, because some say we are not allowed in our offices to share the word, but your actions should speak, and your conduct as well. And whenever you get an opportunity, slight opportunity, because God sometimes opens these slight opportunities, just tell them the Lord Jesus Christ came and he died for their sins and he washed them, and they can live and have life eternal if they give their lives to Jesus Christ, and they build a meaningful relationship with Christ. Pray for them. Pray for them if you can as well. Alrighty then, I'm now joined by my beautiful queen. And she is, of course, Elizabeth Bouters, the media officer at Open Doors Southern Africa. My queen, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, and you? You make me feel so good if you're so complimentary.
You are. You are a royal priesthood. So I got to respect. Are you well?
I am very well, thanks. And you, my friend?
I am doing very well. Can you please explain to us who's Open Doors first?
Open Doors is an organization that helps and supports persecuted Christians all over the world. So currently we work in more than 70 countries, and we help in more than 365 million persecuted Christians worldwide. So it's a big organization. We've got branches all over the world. The South African branch is situated in Johannesburg. Of course, many people will know who Brother Andrew is if I talk about him. Brother Andrew was the founder of Open Doors in the 50s. He's a missionary from the Netherlands, and he started Open Doors in the 50s, and it grew to what it is today more than 70 years later. The South African base in Johannesburg celebrated its 50th year of existence about 2 years ago. So we help persecuted Christians with whatever needs they have to support them, you know, whether it's practical needs like food, clothes, housing, for instance, literacy, school, education, helping people to get jobs, helping people to have their own Bibles, for instance, you know. So there's many ways in which we help persecuted Christians.
So when we're saying persecuted Christians, are we only talking about those that are killed for their faith, or there are other persecutions that they go through as well in other countries?
There are others. Of course, being killed is the worst one you can think of in a country like North Korea, for example, which is number one on the Open Doors World Watch list for many years now. If they find out you're a Christian, it's either one or two things. Either you're killed immediately or you go to a labor camp, which is basically a camp where you experience torture the whole time. In a country like Afghanistan, for instance, you're immediately killed if they discover you're a Christian. But then there's many other forms of persecution. For instance, with men, they try to get men, young boys from as young as 12 years, to join the military groups such as Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, ISIS, etc., you know, and then they want to then to fight for that military group. So with women and girls, for instance, they go for girls as young as 10 years even, and they use women and girls in things like human trafficking, slavery, raping them, using them for sexual abuse, you know, marry them in forced marriages to men from other religions, and by that way trying to force them to go back to the other religion and basically leave Christianity. So there's many ways of persecution. In countries like in Upper Africa, for example, much of the persecution is by military groups, in parts like the Middle East, also by military. Then you get like South America, for example, where it's more by drug cartels and people who commit crime, you know, who want Christians out of the way because it's against what they're busy with. So there's a wide variety of forms of persecution. Children get bullied at school by
For being Christian.
Yeah, and then the teachers just turn away and ignore it as if they don't see it at all, you know. Hmm. Then when the children leave school, they can't get jobs. They struggle at university because they bullied, because they're Christians. At school, they struggle to have any success on academic grounds because they don't get the attention they should get. You know, there's like a class of 70 pupils and then three Christians, and then they chucked right in the back corner of the class and get no individual attention from the teacher whatsoever, you know. So that's where Open Doors then comes in, and we try to supplement that and give them extra classes to help them to have academic success.
Sure. Looking into what's happening in the world, and we are in South Africa, and most Christians believe that we are without any persecutions in South Africa. Are you seeing anything happening in South Africa that maybe the Christian world or the Christians in South Africa aren't aware of? Are there any persecutions in South Africa?
Well, you can't say that, you can't say whether there are nothing at all, you know, because sometimes persecution can be very subtle. To give you an example, if you're at work and the people at work laugh at you because you're a Christian, that's a form of persecution, you know, but many people don't realize that. But currently, on the African continent, about 60% of the African continent experiences persecution. So we don't focus on South Africa as much because South Africa is not yet, and I thank the Lord for that, on the World Watch list. The World Watch list is a list that goes out every year in January with the top 50 countries in the world where persecution is the worst. So that's the countries where we concentrate, you know. So if South Africa would come onto the list, then we would focus on South Africa. But currently, luckily, we don't feature on the list.
So now, what does Open Do do? What do you do out there to support these Christians in these various countries? How do you support them? Because there are other countries, I believe, you can't even enter, like the Northern Korea and at some places in India. I know that you can be arrested and killed for even holding a Bible or even...
That's right.
Yeah, yes. So how does Open Door get involved in this, in helping?
Well, in countries where it's too dangerous for us to enter, we work through local partners. But of course, that local partners then also operate in secret, you know, they can't openly say they help Open Doors as such. Mm. But in countries where we can enter, we then go in and go with the help of our local partners and then do projects there. For example, in the Middle East, we've got a lot of centers of hope. It's churches, local churches, that are changed into centers of hope for people who must flee because of their faith.
Yeah.
They must flee for their lives, and then they don't have anywhere to go. Then we take them in the centers of hope, give them a place to stay, and then there they can worship and praise the Lord freely with other Christians, you know. Many of them didn't ever have the privilege of owning a Bible. Then we would give them Bibles. We would give them Christian literature, for example. We travel to them. We help the children with education, as I said before. Also the adults. We give adult literacy classes. We help adults to get jobs, for instance. Sometimes we give them microloans that help them then to start their own small businesses.
Mm.
For example, in places like Colombia and South America, we have children's centers where we specifically take the children of persecuted people to stay there to keep them safe. Because often, and that's not only in South America, it happens if the parents are pastors or working for a church or a congregation, the children are in big, big danger. So then we take them and keep them in the children's centers to keep them safe. Another thing that we do in Africa, for example, many people in Africa who are persecuted are displaced. They have to flee for their lives. They can't take anything with them. Then they're displaced. So more than 16.2 million Christians in sub-Saharan Africa are currently displaced. And then we have refugee camps where we give them temporary housing in order to help them to get on their feet and start a new life elsewhere again. And then we help them with practical things like clothes, like food, for example, helping them to start farming with something. Whatever the need is, we go in and we help.
Sure. And so how can we as Christians get involved, those of us who are, here in South Africa, for example, and things are still fine in South Africa. We still can carry our Bibles. We still can share even on our platforms. We still can talk about our Lord Jesus Christ openly, even when the persecutions come. But we still can stand the ground because we still are allowed to in South Africa. How can we help and be part of working together with Open Doors and other organizations like Open Doors?
You know, I think often because we don't experience persecution yet in South Africa, we don't realize how serious it is. Hmm. But it is a very serious matter. If you see how it has spread over Africa, for example, it's already in neighboring countries like Mozambique, the DRC and so on, you know. So it's coming nearer and nearer. So therefore, it's very, very vital that we must be aware of what's going on. So we want to create awareness among people. Now, you ask how you can get involved. There's several different ways. People can get involved in a financial way if the Lord calls them to do that. Otherwise, they can get involved and become one of our prayer partners. It's absolutely free. And then you pray with us for the persecuted church. Then you send you a prayer calendar every month with specific prayer points for every day of the month for specific people and specific countries. And then everybody prays that same prayer point on the same time, you know. So then you become a prayer partner. You can become a volunteer for Open Doors, where you go to churches and gatherings and talk about Open Doors and its activities. You can travel with us to the persecuted church. You can take part in our For Them sport activities to sponsor Open Doors. So there's many ways you can just even sign in for our newsletter. But all the different ways are on our website, so people can choose whatever way they want to be involved. But now, this coming week, this coming Saturday, we have a prayer event.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Rosebank Union Church in Johannesburg on Saturday morning, this coming Saturday the 14th, between 10 and 12. And everybody's welcome. It's absolutely free. The first 100 people who come get a free coffee voucher and a free gift pack from Open Doors, where you then get all the information from our organization. And then you come and physically come and take hands with us and pray for the persecuted church in Africa.
Mm.
Because we're currently busy with the Arise Africa campaign, which is a four-year campaign. We're in the second year now.
Mm-hmm.
The theme of this year's campaign is the displacement crisis in sub-Saharan Africa. So people can come in and pray with us.
Mm.
Also, another exciting thing with that is we have an exhibition from Wednesday right through till Sunday that depicts and illustrates the displacement crisis and shares several very powerful testimonies as well. So school groups, church groups, etc. can come and walk through the exhibition, also absolutely free, just to get an idea of how big the crisis is.
Sure. But now, when you're talking about the exhibition, aren't there going to be like really scary photos?
No, we're gonna restrict
all right.
it a bit.
Okay, let me breathe.
we're gonna show the reality, but we're not gonna, you know, like bloody photos and stuff like that. No.
yeah. All right, my queen. So when we are looking at what you are doing as Open Doors, and you've been out there for some years now, and you've been seeing how things are happening, what things are happening in different countries. And I assume that the persecutions are growing every year, and there's more. Like if you look into this year, there's more than last year. You look into the next year, there's more than the... am I correct in saying that?
You are absolutely correct. You know, last year, the amount of people that were persecuted was 360 million. This year, it's 365 million, up with 5 million. And 7 out of 8 Christians experienced persecution, whereas last year, it was 6 out of 8. So just to compare, you know. So it's definitely, unfortunately, it's rising at an alarming rate.
Hmm. Do you see it coming to countries like ours, South Africa?
That's impossible to say. But, you know, I think that's why it's important for us to be aware of the situation, so that if it happens, that we are ready for it and know how to stand strong in our faith. You know, see how the people in countries with very bad religious persecution handle it as such. You know, because the most amazing thing is, the more they are persecuted, the stronger their faith becomes, and the mightier their testimonies become.
So what do they say? When you're talking testimonies, we always get interested in knowing what the Christians in these countries say whenever you have an opportunity to connect with them. What do they say we should be praying about? What are some of the testimonies they have?
You know, when we ask them, what can we do for you? How can we help you? The first thing they ask for is not for money or practical help or so. The very first thing they ask for is prayer. And that's why Saturday's event is focusing on prayer. It's a prayer event because of the power of prayer. And they say they can feel if we pray for them, you know, and that helps them to stand strong in their faith.
That helps them to stand strong in their faith, yes.
We often underestimate the power of prayer and how powerful it actually is.
Sure. And so, my queen, say that again. So when is the prayer and when is the exhibition?
The prayer event is on Saturday, the 14th of September, between 10 and 12 at Rosebank Union Church in Johannesburg. Now, of course, people in Gauteng can come and attend in person. It's absolutely free. But if you're not in Gauteng, you can still participate. You can just give your details on the website, and then we send you the prayer points, and you can have like a cell group gathering, for example, or a few friends come together at your place, wherever you are in South Africa, and still take part in that way, you know, and pray with us, even if you can't be there physically. And the exhibition is opening on Wednesday, the 11th, and it's running right through from Wednesday to Sunday, every day between 8 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon. And you don't need to book for that. You can just come.
Alrighty then. And also,
can also mention we've got a Tree of Prayer and Justice. It's a sculpture that a Nigerian artist made for us. And that sculpture is brought to South Africa. It's already at the airport and it's on its way to Rosebank Union Church. And we'll also then reveal the sculpture on Wednesday as well. And that's a symbol of the persecuted church, you know. It's a sculpture of a comfort tree. Now, the comfort tree is the national tree of Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Nigeria is the country in Africa with the most violent persecution of Christians.
Yes.
And where the situation is actually the worst. That it started there and spread to the rest of the continent from Nigeria. So the comfort tree is symbolic of providing deep roots. Shade for the people underneath it. Protection, you know. So in the same way that the comfort tree is symbolic of that, the persecuted church identifies with that as well. And then people can come and look at the tree also anytime through the week. And then the highlight on Saturday, I forgot to mention, we've got a speaker from Nigeria. It's a guy named Manga, and he comes and gives his testimony, an extremely powerful testimony, I must say, about how he was persecuted himself.
Sure. Thank you so much for highlighting these and talking to us about these matters. My queen, I'm going to ask you to just lead us in prayer as we stand together and pray for our brothers and sisters all over the world who are persecuted. I'm just thinking, I was watching a video a couple of months back, or at the beginning of the year, where Christians, I think it was in India, they were gathering for a service and some men came in guns into the church and they started beating at the everybody who was in the church, whether you're a woman, a man.
I remember that.
Yes, throwing chairs everywhere and the members had to scatter and run out of the church for their safety. They didn't fight. They were like sheep silent to the slaughter. But they continued afterwards to praise the Lord in that space. Can we just take a moment and pray for our brothers and sisters in these countries?
You want me to pray or do you want to pray?
Yes, I want to ask you to pray, my queen.
Certainly, certainly. It will be my honor. Father God, I want to thank you for this opportunity that we can pray together on Radio Pulpit this afternoon, Lord. And that we can think about our brothers and sisters in the persecuted church. Lord, where there's so many millions of them who are persecuted all over the world, and so many in Africa, on our own continent. I want to ask you, Lord, be with each of them and help them to feel that we are praying with them and to stand strong amid their persecution, Lord. Lord, I want to pray for the prayer event in Johannesburg on Saturday, Lord. Lord, I want to ask you to work in the hearts of people to attend the event and come and pray with us for the plight of persecuted Christians all over Africa, Lord. Lord, and also for the exhibition with it, and that many people will come and walk through and just come and realize and become aware of the plight of persecuted Christians. Lord, and I want to place each and every one of our brothers and sisters in the persecuted church in your hands today, Lord. And I want to ask you, hold them tight and help them to feel your presence continuously and bless them, Lord. Lord, and I want to ask you also help us that every person in South Africa who needs to will become aware of persecution and of how serious this matter is, Lord. Lord, I also want to ask you to bless the listeners of Radio Pulpit today, everyone who's tuned in, every presenter, everybody that's involved with this wonderful station. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, my queen, for talking to us.
May we always
remember our brothers and sisters out there. It's so awesome that we might be in different countries, but because of the blood of the Lamb, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are family. We are one.
And if
one part of the body is injured, then all of us are injured.
Exactly.
And so we need to stand together in prayer. Thank you so much. And for further information, where can we go to?
The easiest way is visit our website at www.opendoors.org.za. So it's www.opendoors.org.za. And then if you land on the homepage, there's a window that takes you to the prayer event. I forgot to mention the prayer event's name is the Amka Africa Prayer Event. And Amka Africa is the Swahili for Arise Africa. Referring to the campaign. So then you can just click there and it takes you to the right page and then fill in your details. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the person can also phone our head office in Johannesburg on 011-888-9341.
Alrighty then. Thank you so much, my queen. May God awesomely bless you. Can't wait to talk to you again. I'm hoping that soon we'll be talking to you again. We need to be reminded.
Yes.
Because sometimes we can be selfish, thinking about our cars, our children, careers, and forgetting that we have a responsibility to stand together as the body of Christ and pray together, because when they are injured, we are injured. So thank you so much for reminding us on these.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye.
Bye. And my family, that is Elizabeth Buerta, who is the Media Liaisons Officer at Open Doors Southern Africa. So if you'd like to be part of the exhibition, you want more information about the prayer and the exhibition, it is available for you. The information is available for you at opendoors.org.za. Let us go and attend on the 11th of September from 10 up until 12. And also you have to RSVP on the 9th of September to elizabeth@od.org. It's Elizabeth B. Yes, it's Elizabeth B at od.org. That's where you can make your RSVP. So it's Elizabeth B at od.org. And she will receive it. And do remember, there's prayer and there's also the exhibition on our brothers and sisters. You know what's happening out there, persecuted in different countries. But Open Doors says it's time for healing. We're going to take the sounds of Naledi Shwe Shwe, Mighty Breath of God, taking us to the 2 o'clock news bulletin. And after the 2 o'clock news bulletin, I'm talking to Thando Mahlangu. She's not alone. She's coming with Apostle Soli Mahlangu. Don't miss it and call in. Let's talk to our guest. We are celebrating also 30 years of worship.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.